always good to catch up with Jimmy Failla, a funny guy, comedian, also host of Fox Across America. Jimmy, welcome back in. Thanks for being here. You're a breath of fresh air. And, you know, with so much conversation about coronavirus, it's like, oh, my gosh. I mean, really? I mean, one more conversation. Yeah. So how you doing?
I'm good, man. I mean, I will tell you this. As far as these ridiculous mask mandates go, you know, I'm up in New York where a lot of us are Jet fans, so we want to cover our face in public. You know, we're kind of ashamed. But as far as health reasons go, this is absurd, man. But I mentioned football because, you know, there's an old adage in sports. They say, like, a coach has lost the locker room. And the CDC has lost the locker room when it comes to the public. No one is buying their initiatives because they just called too many audibles, man. You know, public health initiatives are supposed to be, you know, there's a plan. There's data to back up the plan. This is why we're doing it. We're not getting that, man. We don't have data that says vaccinated people should be wearing a mask. You know, so imposing that mandate, if it comes to that, will make a lot of people cynical about getting the vaccine. I have the vaccine. I want it to work. I mean, I didn't go through the trouble of finding this doctor on Craigslist and meeting him, you know, in an alley behind my office to not have it work, you know.
You know, that is such a good analogy, too, about the coach losing the locker room and the CDC losing the public. Fauci, my gosh, he's become the new F word. And every time he comes out with something, it's like, oh, here comes Fauci again. I mean, how many memes? He may be the number one leader in memes right now with, you know, people taking shots at the guy, no pun intended.
Yeah, well, let me give you that. That's a great point that you make, is that he's been on this job since 1984. We've had other high-profile health situations, but he's never been the story until now. Like, he is the story now, and that's not supposed to be the case. Like, the pandemic, the health initiatives are supposed to be the story, but Fauci is, you know, for whatever reason, he is addicted to going on TV. It's like he's always on. Like, when this ends, he'll be on Dancing with the Stars, 1,000%. And why not? He spent a year and a half dancing with the truth, you know? It's like he might as well. And I keep making this point. Well, thanks. But I keep making this point in Fox Across America. It's like Fauci's been on this job since 1984.
Right.
And you think about that. He has been on this job since Van Halen recorded Jump. How come Van Halen can get three lead singers since then and we can only have one? Like, I want Sammy Hagar to take over for Fauci. That's my point.
Amen. Amen. Bring it on. Thank you. And here's the thing, too. The vaccines are up, which is good. I mean, Texas and Florida have seen surges like crazy. Alabama has seen a surge in COVID cases, but they've also seen, along with some other states, over a 200% increase in vaccination. So I'm like you. I got the vaccine. I'd rather, you know, take my chances with the vaccine reaction versus COVID. I had COVID. I don't know if you did, Jimmy, but I don't want it again.
Uh-huh. Listen, I as a guy who drove a taxi in New York City for 10 years, I've had stuff you've never even heard of. You know, like a COVID. But I get it. You're right. Defense wins championships. You take a shot, you get the vaccine, and that's what we're hoping for. So I'm with you, but I feel like they're undermining confidence by doing all the things they're doing because they're not acting like it works. And again, if you keep changing your mind, we don't buy in. If you want people to believe in your vaccine, you need them to believe in you.
Jimmy, you have hit on a very, very important point that, you know, 1 minute it's this, next minute it's that. I don't know what to believe, and people are confused about it. You're right about that. You are absolutely right about that. I know you're up against the clock, buddy. Always good to chat with you. Thanks for being with me. Jimmy Failla, host of Fox Across America. Thank you, Jimmy.